Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes, and this is the audio diary of my life. It is the 19th of May. I've got two videos to... I don't know what I'm talking about. I've got two audios to put up. This one and a previous one, which I forgot to do. But before all that, I'm going to make myself a cup of coffee. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm at home, as you can probably hear. I keep forgetting to do them at home. But I am at home. And what a windy and miserable night it was. So I'm quite pleased to have been here. Let's go and fill up the kettle, shall we? I'm surrounded by washing, as ever. And... where is the water? Here it is. Yes. And a cup would be useful. There we are. Marvellous. Yes, I'm sorry about not being as regular as I keep wanting to be. It's not intentional, really. It's just... and also, I apologise for not uploading the other audio for some days. When I could easily have done it. But to be honest... It's always good to be honest. I recorded it. I had every intention of putting it up because obviously I can't even remember what I was talking about now. Then I completely forgot because I got on to other things. I think that was one that I was on the land doing. Can't remember. Anyway, it's back to sort of your domestic normal sounds of the Naked Englishman. Sorry, there's no bird song on this one. And actually, I realised that the previous one is on the same card, SD card. I record this in my little Zoom as a WAV file, which is quite hefty. And then the last time, and if I leave one or more recordings on here, sometimes it runs out. So I'm rather hoping this won't run out, depends how long I talk. Sometimes I can get two. Or three, if they're short. Just checking my milk. The milk is on its last day from the farm shop. But it seems okay. We had some friends around the other day when we were on the farm, and or farmstead, or in the field, or whatever you want to call it, at Biggleswick. And he brought us some milk from, I don't know, somewhere in Hampshire, I think. And it was rather lovely. Well, I don't know if it's rather lovely because I haven't tried it. It's 2 litres of it in a big plastic bottle, which is in the fridge. And that will be the next bottle. But it was very nice to have somebody else come visit, by arrangement, of course, because we're not always there. And... We had a nice old chin chat and basically didn't do very much, to be honest, which was nice for a change, not to do very much, because we're always doing bits and pieces and odd jobs here. And luckily with the weather that we've had quite a bit of water, I suppose we haven't had to water as much, which has been fantastic. But I've been putting up gutters and things on the workshop. So that has actually been quite useful because we've got a water butt with water in it. Right. That's yesterday's cup I left hanging about. I want to just open the curtains. It's nice that it's light, but it's a shame that it's not sunny. And of course, being at home, you can't stroll out like I was doing in the sun. Not that there's any sun to stroll out into, which is a shame. But let's open the curtains and see what's going on. Oh, it looks bleak. It looks bleak out there for May. Mind you, I guess the ground could do with a watering. And it does save us having to rush to dried plants and water them. But somebody said to me, so I'm getting myself slowly settled, somebody said to me said there's going to be a drought later on. And I don't doubt it, actually. I do not doubt that there will be a drought. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, if you want. Don't feel forced to. Nobody's telling you what to do. Just dumped a few things here on my sofa. And I'm just going to shunt them out of the way. There we go. And change the lighting. Don't need the big light on. There we are. This is like back to normal, isn't it? You'd probably prefer on the farm, and I've settled already, go to the area where the sun comes in. There's no sun, of course. Chat to you. I wanted to chat about something that somebody I listened to on somebody else's video, and he put it over in such a very interesting way, and I wanted to talk about that, but I knew that I was likely to talk wax lyrical about it for some time. I don't know whether... Oh, excuse me, I was just gathering my thoughts and my brain and my physical self. I don't know if this card, I should have taken the files off this card. It's only a 1 gig card. Amazing, isn't it? I've had it for so long. And I put in another card more recently, and it didn't like it. So I don't know on this particular Zoom recorder that I've got whether the it can't read certain sized cards. I mean, we're so used to having gigs and gigs of space now, but I've had this for, well, at least 10 years. And I don't think I've got any small, when I say small, you know, 2 or 3 gig cards. I've got this 1 gig card that's in the actual recorder. I wanted to have a smoke of the old pipe. Why don't you? Well, I'll tell you why I don't. I'm running out of tobacco. I'm smoking this something called Danish... There it is. Danish Dice, which is very nice. I need to just tap out this one. And there's a pipe cleaner. Bit of an old one, but it's not too grubby actually, and so I can clean that out and stack it and do the usual. I need the lighter, don't I? Silly fool. It's only, as I say, it's 6 in the morning, and I thought I'd take this opportunity whilst I remembered to have a chat to you. So I'm hoping, if it suddenly stops, I apologise, just warning you, if it suddenly stops mid-sentence, I will apologise. There's nothing I can do about it. Well, I have had that happen before. And then I've had to take the files off and then record the end. And you get so out of it. I was watching somebody else the other day and they had that on their camera. They were just doing a vlog and they were just chatting. Camera cuts out and he says, it was something like that anyway. And so he said, I've just had to, you know, rejig the camera. And he had to wait 20 minutes or whatever. And he said he lost the flow. He lost the flow. That is one of the problems if you're not completely prepared. And 6 o'clock in the morning, who's prepared? I love to get up early. But it takes about half an hour just to, you know, with a cup of tea, get your wits together. I used to write at this sort of time. Well, I used to get up at 5 and be writing by 5:30. I needed half an hour. And it's good to... I find these conversations really beneficial. Julia often says, why do you do it? You know. I think if you don't do something like this, you don't understand. I've been doing this for 20 years. This podcast for 20 years.
There we go.
Cleaned out the pipe. And sometimes they're deep and philosophical, and this one was going to be a bit deep and philosophical. Because it's, as I said many times, it's not so much as an information channel and what have you. And for you, the listener, often it's more therapeutic for me and working out ideas in my head, which may or may not go on to the other channel. And it helps, I think, first thing in the morning, you'll also, because you've got out of bed and there's that sort of time, isn't there, between the dream state or the calm, relaxed in bed, warm and snug and all of that, and then the harsh reality of real life, of the jobs that you've got to do, whatever it is that you've got to go and do. This Danish has not lasted very well. The Danish dice. It's gone too quickly because it's very nice. That's the trouble. Sometimes I get tobacco and it's all right. And it hangs about. It lasts, you know, value for money, really. But it depends what your criteria is, isn't it? I mean, I enjoy them all, even if some of them are a bit harsher than others. Funnily enough, I mean, some people do it because they love the taste. Some people do it because they love the smell. I don't know why people do it. For me, as I've said in my videos, it's a conduit of thought. It slows you down and it allows you to dwell. And I don't think we dwell enough. And the first thing in the morning, actually, is a great time. Some people say, God, you know, smoking first thing, you haven't even got some good air in your lungs. Well, I sleep with a window open. I've had a whole night full of good air in my lungs. And I don't want to get onto that because some people will argue against me. And I think people know the main reason that one of the main reasons is that nicotine is good for you. And people get confused by it, really. I think, you know, the government want you to stop. We know why, because it affects the spike protein. Which they've injected into everybody. And one of the problems is those people that have taken the vaccine cannot face up to it. Cannot face up to that it was a error of judgment. That's not that they need to be blamed. It's not their fault. Sorry about the delays. It was quite tricky to light this one because it's in the cubes. No, it's not people's fault that they were done over by the government. They were done over. And then the mainstream narrative and the celebrities, they were all done over. So I have a lot of time for people who've taken the vaccine and regret it, and especially if they now realise what's going on. It's the ones that double down and go, no, it's the best thing that happened. They won't even look at the evidence. They won't even, you know, because they think the evidence is too far-fetched. They think that the government wouldn't do what they did. That the government, who are strings and puppets anyway, would have been incentivised or guided to cause mass murder or mass suffering. But we all know, don't we, that the government has done that in the past. Not the vaccine particularly, but they have done things that have killed people and hurt people. I mean, if you just take that what seems to be benign but mean, take away pensioners, heating allowance, and you've killed people, haven't you? Because pensioners will choose between eating and heating. If anyone thought the government was actually for the benefit of mankind, they really need to think very deeply about that. Because the evidence is in their face, yet people can be duped, conned. Everything's for your benefit, apparently, only it really hurts. That's the government. This is for your benefit, they say, as they smack you in the face and steal your wallet. And people go along with it. They go, well, no, it's very essential to be smacked in the face and have my wallet stolen. Or they just moan about it. Well, what can we do? As I say, I wanted to talk a slightly different subject, but it was more on what we can do. I suppose I could have got going, but I didn't know how long I've got. Because I think the previous one was a reasonably long one and had taken up a lot of space, so apologies for that. I don't know what you do. I don't know how you reach these people because they have been so done. And weirdly, they can accept that the government has had corruption in the past. And they weirdly can accept that the government has done some dodgy things. And that politicians don't listen and that they are bought. But when it comes to, they still think that there is some good in them. And there may be in some of them, they may feel it. I mean, I think the politicians, the smaller ones, the ones that really don't get anywhere, that don't have any power, that mean well, and that do little things, you know, because you've got to, the thing is, you've got to keep the illusion going that there is some form of democracy and that there is some form of legitimacy with the government. You've got to keep that illusion going. So whoever is behind all of this, manipulating it all, they know that they can't just have an evil monster as the Prime Minister and all the ministers. They know they can't do that. There's got to be some semblance of humanity there, because otherwise people would do something. The minute that you complete and utter evil, you've got to sidle up, which is what they're doing, of course. They're doing it very incrementally. They have been doing it incrementally for years. People are moaning about it, but it's not bad enough, you know. People, they don't have the military police on the streets pulling people out of the house and beating them in the street, or sticking a bayonet in their guts, or coming in and assassinating the children. They're doing it in a much more clever way that people feel are. Yes, well, there must be a reason for why that family has just been chucked out on the streets and has no money. There's got to be a reason for it, other than the fact that it is a vindictive government that hates people and wants us all dead. And that's the brief that they have to do. Although they equally are being duped to think that what they're doing is good for, you know. So it is, but people can't look at it that way. They can't, they just go, well, that's preposterous. And I ask myself this question then, to justify all of that comment. Not that I'm sure you would want to go into government. Not that I'm sure you'd, you know, but if you got rid of everybody in government, and you and your mates, let's say you're honourable people, you're not all thieves and you're not whatever, let's just say honourable people, general people, ordinary people, not exceptionals, got in, wouldn't you do a better job? Would you want to go to war and kill innocent people? Would you meddle in other countries' affairs? Would you say to pensioners, do you know what, I'm going to take away your heating allowance. Would you do that? Would you act as inhumanely as the government? Do you think if you, and there were many of you, like-minded people like you, that you could do something really better for this country? Would you fine people for driving 35 miles in a 33? Would you evict families for not paying the council tax? Would you charge what the council tax charge? Would you pay yourself the exorbitant pensions? Would you have all these quangos that they have? Would you follow the net zero to the nth degree? Would you lie in Parliament? You know, if we have to have a government, and it's handy having a bunch of people to do the things that we don't really want to do, or we're not interested in, or are necessary in a little community. It's handy to have people like that if they're honourable and they actually do what they say and they don't fleece us, and we were happy to pay a bit if we can. That I can see the merit of all of that. But if they act inhumanely, if they act dishonourably, if they're doing things and the police and the judiciary and all of these places are corrupt, wouldn't you want the power to get shot of them? Wouldn't you say that you are the most highest of all, other than the Creator and things like that? Because if somebody's doing something wrong and they're doing it to you and you put them there, you're their employer. You ought to be able to say, well, hold on a second, that's not right. You're going to be gone. But it doesn't. We're all put down on, aren't we? So, there you go. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there because I think the car is going to empty and I'll go and upload this. It's a miserable day out there today. I've got some books to take down to the post office. And my van is being looked at hopefully today. I had a little light come up on the dashboard and I don't know what it means. So we'll see what that's about. And well, there's lots of things, you know, around the house to do, tidy up a bit. And yeah, I expect we'll be back on the land this week at some point. The problem with a polytunnel is, of course, that can't, even when it's wet, it can't get watered. So what one needs to do is set up a little irrigation system so you haven't got to be there all the time. As much as it's lovely, but when it's wet and miserable like this, you don't want to be outside, and I could be doing some writing and stuff, catch up. I'm so desperate to get back to the writing. Anyway, I will catch up with you soon. Thank you for listening. And yeah, sorry, these are not as regular as they ought to be. You're probably quite pleased, I imagine, that Vobe spouting his ideas. Remember, these are just opinions. They're just my opinion. It's not law, it's not legal, it's not anything. Don't be offended by it. Don't get upset. Sometimes I'll change my mind. You know, what I think today may be what something different I think tomorrow. People kind of take you at red, don't they? They assume that you're not allowed to change your mind. Oh, Vobe said this. He said this. He's an evil person. We've all said things that later on, either we regret, we changed our mind, new information has come in, we don't think like that anymore. You can never really put your finger on someone and say, ah, you are like this, aren't you? Because they may have said something 20 minutes ago. They've thought about what they said and they said, actually, no, I don't think that now. I think this. The other thing, of course, to remember is we're not our thoughts. People sometimes think that they are the actual thoughts. They are the things they think. We're beyond that. They're like, you're the sky, the blue sky, And the thoughts are the clouds that come around. And some of those clouds that you hang on to for a bit. And other of those clouds you just let go. And some of those clouds just disperse. So when people say, oh, you're like this, and they call you a name, what they're doing is trying to clasp you in irons, as it were. Set you in concrete. Say, ah, that is it. You can't possibly change your mind. And people people forget that argument, debate, conversation is what really helps each other to learn about each other. You know, if somebody says, oh, well, you're a racist, aren't you? Or you're an anti-government person or whatever it might be. Instead of just saying that's the label, I'm putting that label on you and you're there forever. Instead of doing that, they might say, actually, that's an interesting perspective. I wonder why you think like that, because I don't think like that. I think like this, and I'm curious to what makes you think like that. And let me tell you how I see things. Oh, okay, that's interesting. And maybe there's something there that you will glean as useful. And that's how you open people's minds, not by calling them racist, which again is what the mainstream media does with their narrative and everything else. They're saying this is what things are. And you've got to accept it. You've got to accept that global warming is a thing. Well, it's everything like that is a theory. It's a theory. And unless you're able to debate these things, unless you're able to have an open mind, but people don't, which is a shame. Not all people, obviously. Some people do have an open mind, thank goodness. I mean, the nicest people, the nicest, beautiful, minded people also can be cognitive dissidents, have cognitive dissidents and have a closed mind. You know, they could be the nicest person in the world, but they can still be duped and not open their mind to other things. You know, having an open mind doesn't necessarily mean you're a good or bad person. It just means that you are open to other people's ideas. And hopefully, we all learn from sharing ideas. That's what I think. My coffee is done. I shall go and upload this. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.